إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, I want to remind myself and you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described tawakkul as a consequence of something. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. Allah said, verily the believers are those who, when the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the dhikr and mention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes before them, their hearts shiver with the awe and majesty of Allah. So their hearts respond to the name of Allah, to the mention of Allah. Their hearts respond to the mention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means not just something to them, but means everything to them. And that's why the hearts are not dead. And then when the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are recited before them, when they see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala around them and inside them, their iman increases. And a consequence of this is tawakkul. So tawakkul, therefore, is the outcome of a relationship, and a relationship that is based on love. So tawakkul is a factor of love. That's the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said the ayat which I have mentioned before, بَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. The believers are those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than anything else. So tawakkul is complete and total trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawakkul is complete trust, trust without any doubts. And this is a consequence of love. Obviously, you cannot trust somebody that you do not love. You cannot trust someone that you are suspicious of. You cannot trust somebody that you don't know. You may not be suspicious, you may not be negative, but you also don't know the person, so therefore you cannot trust them. So trust is a tawakkul, therefore, and trust is tawakkul. Tawakkul is the outcome of knowing Allah, of the knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of the irfan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of responding to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and of being conscious of his ni'mat. So the person is among the shakirin, he has shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore he has tawakkul on Allah. Now, if we see this, the reflection of what I'm saying, if we see this in the life of the Anbiya alayhi salam, there are many, many, many cases in the life of every Nabi and in the seerah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You see so many instances of tawakkul, of trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, complete and total trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We see this in the life of the Sahaba Ridwanullahi Alayhim Ajmain. We see this in the life of the Salafus Salihin. In the life of all those people who knew Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who had a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we see tawakkul. And Allah has mentioned tawakkul as the final outcome, as the result, as the purpose of all this ibadat. Why do we do ibadat? As I mentioned before, earlier, the purpose of salah is not salah. The purpose of salah is to kindle, is to open the heart to the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And that is why Ramadan comes as a means for us to develop this tawakkul. Through knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the knowledge of Allah comes from obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what is reinforced over and over in Ramadan, and that's the reason why Ramadan comes. So Ramadan also comes to help us to build tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in that process, the person who has tawakkul is the person who can make dua. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the famous ayat, which is in the middle of the ayat in Surah Al-Baqarah relating to Ramadan, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when my slave asks about me, I am close to him. And when he asks me, I will give him. Let him ask me and I will give him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is promising to answer the dua, promising to give what the slave is asking. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي. Let him obey me and let him have iman in me. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. so that he may be among those who are guided. We ask Allah to make us among those. So this dua is an outcome of tawakkul. A person will ask from the one he trusts. Because obviously, if you don't trust somebody, what's the point in asking? So the whole point of dua is that dua is made from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this tawakkul comes from Ramadan is to help us to build this tawakkul. The purpose of ibadah is to build this tawakkul with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, I remind myself and you that as far as Ramadan is concerned, the purpose of, just as we said, the purpose of salah is not salah, therefore the purpose of fasting is not fasting. The purpose of fasting is to build taqwa. And we build taqwa so that we have tawakkul. That is the relationship from fasting to building of taqwa. And taqwa results in the hubb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have tawakkul on Allah. And because we have tawakkul on Allah, therefore our dua is accepted. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our duas, to make us among the mutawakkilun, who trust only and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam, one of the finest examples in the Quran which Allah has given. Every single incident in his life which is described is an incident of tawakkul. Each of them. Whether it is calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the da'wah, whether it is facing that fire in that sitting in that catapult, whether it is sacrificing his son Ismail alayhi salam, all of this, including for example after building the Kaaba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says call the adhan. Ibrahim alayhi salam called the adhan. Who was there? Again tawakkul. So the work even of da'wah is an issue of tawakkul. So his whole life, every single incident in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam, leaving his wife and infant son in the barren valley of Makkah. I mean, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described this whole life of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and he described what his wife did, he described what his son did, what his son said, everything. All of this is ayat of the Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described all of this to show us that this tawakkul is something that is a symbol and it's a hallmark of his anbiya alayhi salam. And the anbiya were sent for us to follow them. Ibrahim alayhi salam is the founder of this ummah, and we are from the millat of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and therefore we see his example, and Allah gives his example in the Quran. Same thing, you take Musa alayhi salam, life is full of tawakkul. From the beginning to the end, you see only tawakkul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take Isa alayhi salam, same thing, tawakkul completely. Take Nuh alayhi salam, what is a bigger example of tawakkul than building a boat when there is no rain? I mean, people say, it's tawakkul of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it, we are doing it, khalas. Take the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every day is tawakkul, every incident is tawakkul. Take the lives of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So tawakkul is a symbol of Islam, tawakkul is a symbol of this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to use Ramadan al-Kareem in the best possible way, so that we get a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. The purpose of Ramadan is to connect us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the final purpose of Ramadan, is to connect us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we pass Ramadan and we do not have this connection, then Allah is not in need of our fasting, Allah is not in need of our hunger and thirst. So therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent Ramadan as a blessing, as an opportunity, and opened the door for us to connect with Him jalla jalaluhu. And that's the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it also easy for us by locking up the shaitan, by closing the doors of Jahannam, opening the doors of Jannah, and so on and so forth. So therefore, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy and blessing and to connect us with Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim.